With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Leaders around the world continue to blast the murderers who raped and killed innocent women and children in Israel Saturday morning.
This is barbarism. This isn't even a clash of civilizations. Okay, there's no equal civilization here. It's a clash between civilization and medieval barbarism.
Dr. Michael Oren is former deputy minister for diplomacy in the Israeli prime minister's office.
We have known for years that Iran has been providing not just financial aid and backing to Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Islamic Jihad is wholly owned and operated by Iran, but Iran also trains Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists. About 99% of the rockets they fire at us are actually made in Iran.
Terrorist leaders, meanwhile, threatening to kill the innocent people one by one they are still holding. Also, at srnnews.com, taking a flight to Israel is going to be a lot more difficult if you can do it at all.
American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta Airlines have lifted services as the State Department issued travel advisories for the region, citing potential for terrorism and civil unrest. United says it allowed two scheduled flights out of Tel Aviv late Saturday and early Sunday and accommodated its customers, crews, and employee travelers who were at the airport. Delta adds its Tel Aviv flights have been cancelled into this week. The airline says it's monitoring the situation and making adjustments accordingly. I'm Charles Tulatesma.
Israeli Rescue Service Zaka says now that more than 100 bodies have been recovered from a very tiny farming community. Officials say it was the scene of a hostage standoff during the original Hamas attack. This is SRN News. Black faith leaders fighting abortion in Ohio.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge in Oklahoma declining to stop a new law from taking effect that bars puberty-blocking drugs or hormones for youngsters under the age of 18. Judge John Heil ruled the Oklahoma legislature can rationally take the side of caution before permitting irreversible medical treatments of its children. Attorneys for the plaintiffs, including the ACLU, they're vowing an appeal. This is SRN News. Well, three Federal Reserve officials hinting about the next step on interest rates. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
Philip Jefferson, vice chair of the Fed's board, and the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Lori Logan, both suggested in speeches interest rates may be left unchanged in 3 weeks at the next meeting. A surge in long-term interest rates has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any more action by the Fed. The goal has been to get inflation down to the Fed's 2% target. Since March of last year, the benchmark short-term rate has gone up 11 times. Also, last week, Mary Daly, president of the San Francisco Fed, said if longer-term interest rates remain high, the need to take further action is diminished. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials gaining 197 points. The S&P 500 added 27. More details at srnnews.com.